This podcast on WSIU.org is a member-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Your contributions help provide WSIU's online programming. Call 800-745-9748 or give online at WSIU.org. And thanks.
As you may have heard, yesterday was the International Day of the Woman. People around the world celebrated women and looked at ways to make gender equality something more on the forefront of many other people's minds. That was across the world. Our special guest for Morning Conversation this morning is Dr. Carolyn Byerly, who's a professor in the Department of Journalism at Howard University in Washington. Dr. Byerly, thanks for coming in this morning.
It's my pleasure to be here.
What we're discussing this morning in regards to the International Day of the Woman is women in media, women in management, more specifically, of the media. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about your research, just to start things off, and what you think people ought to know about how women factor into this large media industry.
I've been studying women's relationship to media a little bit over 20 years. More recently, looking at women in relation to ownership and management. And I think one of the things that is confusing a little bit to us is that we see a lot of women, particularly on television, and we hear their voices like your own on the radio, and we see a few women's bylines in the newspaper, and we're left with the impression that women have made it and that they have advanced and that, you know, the woman's problem of discrimination and marginalization is over. There are two things that we should think about when we get that idea. The first is that we do have a few more women professionals in the field, journalists, broadcasters, particularly on television. You know, station owners really love to put women in front of the camera. But what I caution my students about is that very few women actually control. There are very few women in decision-making roles, and that means that women are mostly not in charge of the content of the media. So ask yourself, when was the last time you really had a strong woman talking about discrimination against women or the fact that women still are at the bottom of the economic ladder? And so those are things to consider, is the content really in women's interests, and does it bring a critique of women's situation? But the other thing is that women very rarely are in control of the industries, and they don't own the industries. And so you've got a situation in the United States and many other countries where the ownership of media is really concentrated in the hands of very, very few people. Five large corporations in the United States, some of them not even American-based, own the majority of our publishing houses, our magazines, our textbooks, our film companies, our radio and television stations, and our newspapers. And it's those very, very wealthy owners that are laying the value system, determining the journalistic content in many cases, and also reaping the profits. Now, the reason that that's important to women is because those who derive the profits really are able then to control candidate elections. They're able to direct policy on all sorts of different fronts. If you look at the super PAC situation, and I know this might seem unrelated to media, but I was discussing this with one of my students the other day. We were looking at who's contributing to super PACs, and she was astounded to see how many big media corporations are giving to these super PACs, which are beginning to control our elections. And she said, wow, that's a dimension of the media I hadn't thought about. So it sort of goes back to the notion of ownership and control, and I think we're not asking big enough questions about that.
This is an issue that is already somewhat in the minds of people working within the media industry. As the audience, as viewers, as listeners, as readers, what things do you think those people can or should be doing to make their voices known, to know that they want more women, more people of color in management and ownership?
Mm-hmm. Well, they should be doing a lot, actually. One thing you can do, there are a number of citizen advocacy groups for media right now. Here on the East Coast, the one that's the most obvious is called Free Press. It's freepress.net is their website. They run a lot of petitions having to do, they're really sort of on top of the policy issues, and they monitor ownership issues by women and people of color. And so there is always a petition to be signed. So you can do very little. You can do a whole lot by not leaving your computer. But I think it's really critical. I know, for instance, in a few minutes, you're going to be having a candidate, I think, debate or interview here at SIU. And I think if people can get to town hall meetings and candidate events and begin to really call members of Congress on the carpet about what they're doing to lower the concentration of ownership, some of it has to be legislated. We came to the situation we're in after the 1996 Telecom Act was passed. That was a bill written by the industry, not by citizens. And we really have to become more aware and begin to raise the issues.
How do you think that things would change if we saw a larger number of women in management and in ownership of the media? You talked about content being controlled mostly by men. How do you think things would change?
Well, about 4 years ago, I conducted a study on women broadcast owners, and I interviewed women who actually have owned stations a while. And I said, well, so what does your gender have to do with what's on what people hear on the air? And this woman said, well, she owned a station out in California. She said, well, I don't play any music that has violent lyrics in it. She says, it's just a rule at our station. We don't play any lyrics that are violent. I thought, wow, you know. And another woman said she owns five stations on the East Coast. She said that she has been able to gradually introduce talk shows with women's issues. And she started out by experimenting at first and then expanding the amount of attention. So I think the potential is really there, depending on the market.
As involved as Americans are with their media, it's a radio is on, a TV is on, or someone is on a computer or some other mobile device nearly 24 hours a day in any household. Do you see that if things started to change in the media industry in terms of the percentage of women in management or ownership, that spreads more quickly simply because of the way this industry is so entrenched in our lives?
I think you've put your finger on a really important point, because the media are still major socializing forces. They tell us what's important. They tell us who's important. They tell us who contributes and makes a difference. They tell us what's wrong. And I think there's a need for strong, thoughtful, intelligent women's voices and ideas to be part of that mix, much more so than we've got right now.
This is just part of an equation, too. I know that you do some work in terms of research and study of minority issues within the media. How do the two, both women in media and minorities in media, coexist, and are there ways in which they're vastly different?
Well, they're obviously overlapping in many different ways. They're historically females and people of racial minority status have been marginalized. They've been willfully discriminated against in employment and the use of facilities and so forth. Law has changed a lot of that, but the practices are still entrenched, so they're institutionalized. But let me just go back to the ownership issue in a minute. The data that we analyzed from the FCC records in 2006 showed that minorities and women, if you separate them out, women about 5% of the broadcast industry, minorities about 6%. That figure is slipping for both of them since then. We're still trying to analyze the most recent data, which is a very large data set. So I think there's overlap. But what we see is that neither people of, and this, let me just say that the United States is moving toward a minority-majority population. within another 15 years, those of Hispanic and African descent will be in the majority in this nation. And at the same time, they are losing out in the ownership of media. Is that a big problem? Yes. Many of them are women. That matters too. Are black women's or Chicana women's interests being served in the media? When were the last time you heard those issues raised? So,
certainly things to think about on this day after the International Day of the Woman. Dr. Carolyn Byerly of Howard University, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.